December we got. Oh, let's not even talk about the negatives. Let's talk about the positives. Leah Akinpura is in the house, and we're talking wellness and fitness. And if you are one of those that belongs to a medical aid that gives you bonus points for being more beautiful than the flop next door, then you got to listen to this, because good news is there's now a one-stop shop where you can go to Inbolito, where you can get all your measurements and BMIs and stuff done. Just so convenient and really central. Let's talk. Leah, welcome.
Hey, Dave. Well, fortunately, beauty is one of those things that is completely relative, and there aren't any scientists out there who have created a scale, so we won't necessarily be measuring beauty.
Are you sure?
But we can give you real science to tell you how fit and healthy you actually are, even though you think you may be a little bit fitter and healthier.
Okay, let's go back, take a step back. You maybe are a member of a medical aid that gives you bonus points if you are diligent in terms of your regular workout routine. You might run in the morning and do a CrossFit thing in the afternoon, or you may just eat properly and generally take care of yourself. But you've got to prove to them regularly, at least once a year, I think it is, that you are in good shape and therefore a lower risk to them of heart and attack and stroke and those other things like diabetes and things like lifestyle diseases. So the way that you obviously go about getting yourself checked is you find a health professional. Sometimes it's a doctor, sometimes it's a pharmacy, but in your case, it's a bio gym.
Indeed. So you get two major medical aids that we deal with specifically. We have Discovery and the Multiply, which belongs to Momentum. So Discovery is affiliated with your Discovery Vitality program, and then your Momentum Multiply assessments. And at SA Bio, we test for both. So you won't be able to do this really in a doctor's room. You could do this perhaps in an actual Discovery center, but most biokineticists are able to do this fitness assessment for you. And you can either get involved with an actual fitness testing day, which most companies actually do facilitate for their employees, which helps quite a lot. And if you are just an individual wanting to do this fitness assessment to get your points and to just get real with how fit and healthy you are, you can do this with any biokineticist.
So you don't have to be part of Discovery or Momentum Multiply, or what is it? Anyway, they're all extremely lovely things that cost a fortune. But the benefits are great. The benefits are huge.
Yes.
You get discounts on flights, and you get discounts on wearables, and you get discounts on equipment and shoes and kits, and I'm sure movies and
all that. But mostly, you get real with where you're at with fitness, and it gives you a really good opportunity and good science to see where you need to improve. And you actually asked a really good question there. What if I'm not affiliated with one of these medical aids? Well, it helps to be, because obviously it helps your point standings, which gives you all those benefits. But if you just for your general health want to come and do an assessment, we can facilitate that as well. And that consists of general body composition testing, your height, your weight, your waist circumference, which will give you indicators as to whether you may be pre-diabetic. So they're really, really helpful markers. And then on the cardiovascular side of things, it differs slightly between company to company how they test those cardiovascular
So it's not a medical procedure as such. You don't have to go through a medical GP or any of those hospital type deal. You literally check yourself into a gym, which is a different environment. Some people don't like medical environments. It makes them very frightened.
No, indeed. So some medical aids, you will have a health assessment and you'll have a fitness assessment. We facilitate the fitness assessment.
Okay.
If you're wanting to do the health assessment, you can go to a DISCM or someplace like that where they'll actually test your glucose and your cholesterol and all of those things. But as far as the fitness assessment goes, we have protocols that the medical aids sign on to or develop in order to test the fitness. And it's quite comprehensive. If we have some time, I'll get into exactly what a fitness assessment looks like with Multiply and with Discovery.
I'm just thinking to myself, am I going to fall asleep?
I hope not.
Sounds terribly dumb.
Unless we should actually do this live on Instagram and put you through it, Dave. That would be much more exciting.
No. Listen, you know, this is radio. It's not Instagram. we're just talking about exciting stuff. Well, take us through it. How long do you need?
Well, not too long at all. Both are comprised of a similar format where we're looking at your body composition testing, so actually measuring height, weight, things like that. And then you've got a strength and flexibility portion in your discovery test where we're actually looking at what range of motion your joints can move through. We're also doing some upper body strength components. And then on the discovery one particularly, you're doing a watt bike test. And with the cardiovascular element, we're looking at how your heart rate peaks and to the maximum and how quickly it recovers. Now with discovery,
is only for really fit people, isn't it?
No, it's not just for fit people. That's actually a very good point, because you might not get very far in the test if you are unfit, but it will give you science-based norms on where you stand for your age group. So something like the discovery test will actually measure your VO2 max, which is categorized scientifically according to your age group and general norms. So if you're somebody that can deal with the hard truth and perhaps you'll end up on a level 2, perhaps it's better to know now while you can do something about it and work towards your level 5.
Okay. Mm. Because I know I've been on that watt bike.
Yes.
And it's tough. I think I did about 30 seconds and it said okay.
No, the test is tough as well. It builds in 25 wattage increments and you have to hold it for a minute without your heart rate overstepping the max. And the higher you go, the fitter you are. So it's actually quite challenging and exciting, and it's a really nice measurable way to challenge yourself.
Okay. Well, it all sounds very... It's exciting and it's daunting at the same time.
No, definitely.
But the bottom line is, and I think it's been a recurring theme throughout this week, about how your health is your wealth.
100%.
And, you know, one works hard because, well, you're building up a nest egg and one day you're going to enjoy it because you're going to retire, whatever it is that you're aiming at. But along the way, if you lose sight of what is ultimately important, you lose your ability to enjoy, then you might have a lot of cash at the end of the exercise, a thriving business, lots of people that think you're marvelous, but you've lost your most valuable asset, which is so sad, because now you're in a position where you can enjoy, physically you can't because you've got the means, but the body is just now so...
saying no.
Yeah. So before you even think now, I think, about going on that magnificent bucket list cruise and all those exotic things that you're going to do one day, maybe the first point of investment is to look at yourself as a work in progress and say, okay, you've got one body, it's your temple. How good... what is the condition of your temple?
Exactly.
Because you can, the thing is, you actually can take relatively simple steps that are not going to be too arduous, and you can rapidly and radically improve the outcome. That's exciting.
Most definitely. And I mean, that has been your personal experience this year.
Yeah, I mean, we sat here, certainly Nick came in from, we were talking Dolphin Coast Striders, and he was talking about biokinetics and Dolphin Coast and how runners can benefit in cross trains, etc. And I was saying, yeah, because always be, I mean, there's all this fitness rubbish. And he was saying, okay, listen, you, let me show you what we can do. And the challenge was, okay, if you can improve my outlook, because I am not an exercise bunny. I don't like it. I don't like getting out of, the perspiration and out of breath and the heart rate. And, I just don't like it. I don't like going to gym. I don't like people looking at me. I don't like looking at people. And I'm just a cool guy. I just want to do my own thing. You know, go and have a hamburger or something like that.
With a beer.
Yeah, but the problem is, you're not moving so well and you've got lots of aches and pains. And I crashed motorcycles professionally for a while. You know, that was the kind of thing. And so that's my lot in life. And he was saying, no, you can move more freely. You can get a lot less pain going, and pain is a terrible thing. You can start to actually enjoy things that you thought you'd written off now because you've reached an age and stage where that's just it. You draw. Yeah. I mean, how many people do you see walking around here looking like absolute flops? And you think, how old is that dude? And he's actually not that old. He's just let himself go, or that lovely lady. It's so sad because there is so much. You've got one life. Live it. That's the
100%.
Expression. And I've been going to Nick now for how long? A couple of months.
And if we had measured, for example, if you were affiliated or unaffiliated, if we had actually gotten a number to it and said, okay, well, Dave, this is where you're starting cardiovascularly. Realistically, your grip strength is this, or you can only do 2 push-ups in a minute instead of 32. You know, imagine if you had to have retested now all these months later, what improvement you could have made.
Well, that's absolutely true. But for me, the acid test is, can I go for a walk with the dogs without being in pain? And that wasn't possible. For the last couple of years, I walked. Sure, I took them for, I used to hate it because I was in pain. I've been walking recently and enjoying so much just being able to stroll leisurely or maybe put on a little bit of pace.
Yes.
And have no pain. That for me is worth, you can't buy that.
That is the real reward. And it might start with just getting real with where you're at, admitting that maybe you do need a little bit of help, a little bit of intervention, and then find what works for you.
Well, I'm a convert, absolute believer. I was a total skeptic, and I got to say, full marks to the Bio team of SA Bio, Biokinetics. they are biokineticists, and they do not do biokineticism.
No exorcisms.
That was my misunderstanding. It's biokinetics, and it's a magnificent combination of kind of physio and cross-training. And the bottom line is the bios are trained to identify each of us individually, because we are all different, and to find a way for you. It's not a cookie cutter. It's not a, here you go, download off the internet and do these, you know, jerks and flicks and things. And
most certainly not, Dave. And then if anybody would like to book for one of these assessments, they are able to get hold of us on our WhatsApp line. And that is what I am literally just quickly having a squiz here for. That is our 063 number. And that 063 number is not appearing.
It's not playing nicely.
It isn't. I probably should have written this down before I saw you.
Generally, I can't remember numbers either. And especially if I'm at an ATM or something like that, and now your PIN eludes you.
Yeah. Well, so I got it now. 063-853-6765.
You mustn't say it that fast, because that doesn't help. Start again, slowly.
Okay.
Pretend we're doing bio.
063-853-6765.
And if you didn't get that, I'll put it up when I load the rebroadcast of this chat.
Thank you, Dave.
Leah Akampora from SA Biokinetics. And it's been a pleasure chatting to you. It's also been a pleasure getting my life back again. I've got to tell you, really full marks.
Thank you, Dave.
I can't speak too